once again, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, the only name we can gather this morning is because of Him. I had some thoughts I want to really share. I was meditating before I go into my message here, or the message the Lord has laid upon my heart. As you would all take to heart,
good morning,
what unforgiveness can possibly do.
In the name of our Lord Jesus
unforgiveness
Christ,
unforgiveness can leave
the only name we can gather
this
morning
is
because
of
Him.
Shattered pieces.
That's
and
some
all it takes
I
is to
really
forgive,
share,
to bring them all back together into one.
Before I go into my message here,
but throughout history, we've seen it over and over.
Yes, you would all take to heart.
It's a proud heart.
What unforgiveness can possibly do
with it? God has called us to do it.
If I want to be forgiven,
a lot of broken hearts
and a lot of
Christ will not
forgive
us if we don't.
And all it takes is to
just some thoughts I went through my own mind as Willie was sharing.
I think it was something we can't hear enough.
Throughout history,
we've
seen it over and over
in our Christian life.
The damage it does.
This morning,
it's a proud heart.
What I'd like to share with you
is willing
a Christian journey.
God has called us to
the Christian life.
I want to be forgiven.
Can be very rough.
Christ will.
It can have a very rough journey.
We don't.
And many obstacles.
Just some thoughts I went through my own mind
as we are entered his journey.
It was something we can't hear enough.
Many people because of the obstacles
in our Christian life
jump ship.
This
morning, many people because of the obstacles.
What I'd like to share with you is
say they can't
Christian
do
journey.
So my title this morning,
the Christian life
of the messages
can be very rough.
Will your anchor hold?
It can have a very rough journey,
life's challenges,
and many obstacles.
Or
as we are entered
this
journey,
will your anchor hold through a storm?
Many people
life.
Because of the obstacles.
We've heard some things this morning already, very similar to
many
what I want to share.
Because of the obstacles,
life is not promised to be easy.
The Christian journey was not promised to be easy.
Of the messages,
but God promised to give us
will
grace.
Will your anchor hold
for each moment
through the life's
and
challenges?
And we enter into that because of
or,
God's grace.
I can word it this way: will your
but
anchor hold?
Before I go into the message,
through storms of life,
into what I want to share, I'd like to build a platform.
We've heard some things this morning already.
What
very
keeps us
hanging
to what
on?
I want to share?
And what do we have
life
to hang on
to? Life
is
not promised to be easy.
In order,
the Christian
to be
journey
on this
was
journey.
Not promised to be easy.
When I look
God
at this
promised to give us grace
journey, we're in a ship
for each moment.
And we enter
out
into
the lives
that because
ocean.
Of God's grace.
And we are
before
being
before I go into the message,
to and fro,
into what I want to share,
we hit
like
a wave
to
here, a wave there,
slapped here, slapped
what
there.
What keeps us hanging on?
We're on this journey.
And what do we have to hang on to?
But what have we got that keeps us there?
To be on this journey.
What are we holding on to?
When I look at this
what keeps
journey,
us stable?
We're in a ship.
In
out
Hebrews
6,
ocean.
Verses 17 to 19, we have an incredible promise
and we are being
that God gave to Abraham.
To and fro.
And through Abraham, that
wave
promise was handed
and
down
there,
to us.
Slapped here, slapped there.
It made me think, what does that possibly mean?
Of inheritance
what have we
that
got
God
that
gave,
keeps us
and
there?
And gave it to us through Abraham.
What are we holding on
because
to?
Because of what?
We are Abraham's seed.
What keeps us stable?
So I'll read these verses. Hebrews chapter 6.
In Hebrews 6,
verses 17 to 19,
we have an incredible promise.
Wherein
God
gave to Abraham,
willing,
more abundantly
through Abraham that promise
to
hand down to
us.
Promise.
The
it made me think, what does that possibly
counsel,
mean?
Confirmed
of inheritance
an
that God gave,
and he gave it to
that
us.
That by two immutable things,
because
in
what?
Which it was impossible for God to lie.
So
we
read these verses,
Hebrews chapter 6,
who have
that
fled
has an incredible promise in us,
to lay hold
wherein
upon the
God willing
more abundantly to shoot
which
unto the hairs
we have
of promise,
as an anchor,
the immutability
of, the
of
soul,
his counsel,
both
confirmed
sure and
by
steadfast.
An oath.
And which entered
that
into that within
things,
the veil,
in which it was impossible
there's three,
for
four
God
things
to lie.
Underlined here.
We might have a
number
strong
one,
consolation,
the immutability,
who have fled
the oath,
for refuge to lay
then
hold
the
upon
hope,
the hope set
anchor
before us.
And so,
which hope
and
we
the
have
last two,
as an anchor,
it is sure
of
and
the soul.
Steadfast.
Both
the anchor
sure
that he's promising
us
in here to the promise,
and which
is
entered
this.
Into that within
Jesus
the
Christ
veil.
Is the only anchor in
there's
life.
There's
three,
four
things
on
underlined
to.
Here.
It is the only
number
anchor
one,
that
the immutability,
every test of life,
the
every
oath,
test of time.
And then,
if we hope,
hold on to this, we
anchor,
were washed
and
we
soul,
washed out in the depth of the ocean.
And in the last two,
and only we'll see
sure
is our hand grasping out for
fast.
Air.
To
the anchor that he's promising
here
us
we
in
see
here
this.
To the promise is this.
We have this sure.
Jesus Christ
we
is
have
the only anchor
hope.
In life to word holding
in Christ.
On to.
As an
only anchor
that will stand
every test of
sure
life, every test of time.
Steadfast.
If we do not hold on to this,
we will be washed out in the depth of the ocean.
Our Lord Jesus Christ
and only we'll see is our hand grasping out for air.
Point us
to the
only
one.
But here we see this.
And the only one
we have this
sure,
to,
we have this hope
we are in this
in
journey,
Christ,
in this
as
ship,
an anchor
out
for
of
our
soul, sure and steadfast
with whatever comes.
There is nothing that is as sure and as steadfast. Before I go on, I want to describe some of these verses.
That is our Lord Jesus Christ.
And that what the
morning.
Definition tells us what
and that
they
is
mean.
My hope that I can point
the word oath
to the only
means
one
in the Webster dictionary
on to.
Is solemn
the only
affirmation
one pointing our lives
or declaration
as we are
made
in this journey
to God
in
for
this
the
ship
of what
out the life's
affirmed.
Ocean.
We have to
that
deal
is the word
with whatever
oath.
Comes.
He said, I cannot lie.
Now before
and
I go on, I want
to
describe some of these verses.
Abraham,
and that what
promise.
The definition tells us what
immutable
they mean.
The word
altered
means
not
in the
Webster dictionary
or
susceptible
is solemn affirmation
of change.
Or declaration.
What an incredible
made
promise
and appeal
have. To God
something
for the truth
that is not
of what is
affirmed
to change.
That is
he
the
word
oath
that to
he
you.
He said,
and
I cannot lie.
And God swore unto
the hope
Adam,
we have
to
as Christians
Abraham,
is based
and
on two
promise.
Immutable things.
Immutable.
In
means
which it is impossible for God to lie.
Not capable,
considered
susceptible of change.
God's promise.
What
and
an
God's
incredible
oath.
Promise we have.
So
something
what is the
that
promise?
Is not possible to change.
And what is the oath?
He promised.
The promise is the one given to Abraham.
That his
the hope
seed
we have as Christians
is based
and
on
in
two
his
immutable
seed
things.
All nations of the earth.
In which
be
it is impossible
blessed.
For God to lie.
That
considered
promise
him. Has been fulfilled.
God's
that promise,
promise
is being fulfilled.
And God's
as we
oath.
Sit in here.
God's
so what
word
is the promise?
Is as good as it will ever get.
And what is
it
the oath?
It will be sure and steadfast.
The promise is the
and
one
on
given to
you
Abraham.
And I need to anchor
that his seed should be blessed.
The
and in his
are
seed
to whom
all
the
nations
promise
of the earth
be
who are the seed?
Blessed.
That promise
the seed
has
is
been
our Lord
fulfilled.
Jesus.
That promise
through
is being fulfilled
all
as we sit in here. This
God's
promise
word
was made not
is
according
as good
to
as
the
it will
flesh,
ever get,
but according to
it
the
will
Spirit.
Be sure and steadfast.
We Christians are the seed
and
of Abraham,
you and I,
since
need
our
to
Father
anchor
is the
our
God
soul.
Of his faith. Of
the
faith
questions
one.
Are to
therefore,
whom was the
God's
promise
established securely for all who are
the
faithful
seed is our
to
Lord
him
Jesus,
as Abraham,
through whom all nations are blessed.
Abraham.
This promise was made not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit.
We Christians are the seed of Abraham, since our Father is the God
yes,
of his faith,
he
of the faithful.
God
therefore,
God
promise
him through his
established securely for all who are
word.
Faithful to him
that
as Abraham.
God is promising
Abraham
to you and I
had a test that many
who
of us
was faithful to him.
Abraham believed God's promises and walked in
the
steps of faith. As an example
yes,
to
he
us,
God needs help.
All who are
but
faithful
God
in Christ Jesus
him his
himself will be
promise,
blessed as sons of Abraham.
That same promise.
So what is the oath?
God is promising to you and I.
It is the oath that
who
the Lord
was faithful
swore to,
him
after
Abraham
he had
believed
his son
God's
promises
as a
and walked
to God.
In the steps of faith.
This oath,
as an example
this
to
is
us.
The oath of his
all
priesthood.
Who are faithful in
our
Christ
Lord Jesus
is himself will be blessed as son
who has finished
of his
Abraham.
Sacrificial work and
so
has already gone
oath?
Within the veil and
is
now
it
seated
is the oath
at the right
that
hand
the Lord swore to Abraham,
of God
after
he had offered his
forever,
son Isaac
his
as a sacrifice
to God
is abiding
this
in
oath,
eternal
this
efficacy,
is the oath
which
of his priesthood
forever. Our Lord Jesus is our priest who has finished his sacrificial work and has already gone within the veil and is now seated at the right hand
this,
of God,
that is the platform,
the Father, for
I want to build upon.
His priesthood is abiding.
Where else
in
do
eternal
we have
efficacy?
A hope,
which means forever.
That is our anchor. That is so sure and steadfast.
I will get through some of those things. What a blessed anchor.
When I look at this,
we have
that is
to
the
our
platform.
Soul. It is to know our Lord
build
and Savior
this morning.
That is, he is within the veil.
Where else do we have?
He's made that way for us. He's opened the door for us.
That is our anchor.
And now,
that is so sure and steadfast.
In the journey called life.
I will get through some of those things.
We're all here. We're all in a journey.
What a blessed anchor.
We're going to
we
sail
to our soul.
Through many
it
storms.
Is to know our Lord and Savior.
That is, he
we
is
are in this world
the
as a ship.
He's made that
sea.
Way for us. He's opened a door for us. In
now,
danger of being cast away.
In the journey called
in light
life.
Of everything happening in this world.
We're all here.
Do you sometimes find yourself feeling frustrated, upset?
We're going to sail.
And betrayed.
Through many storms.
We are in this
I'm
world.
Honest with you this morning.
As a ship at sea.
Sometimes it bothers me.
In danger of being cast away.
Sometimes I get frustrated.
In light of everything happening in this
but
world.
But then I find myself.
Do you sometimes find
looking
yourself feeling frustrated, upset,
and
betrayed?
I believe
that our Lord Jesus Christ is coming back.
If I'm honest with you this morning,
I need to learn to accept everything that comes before he comes back.
Sometimes it bothers me.
We have to.
We can't avoid
sometimes
one thing.
I get frustrated.
This last week at work,
but then
we got into a discussion.
And these people have said this.
I guess the next
if
thing.
If I believe
the rapture
that our Lord Jesus Christ is coming back.
And I listened.
I need to learn to accept everything that comes before he comes back.
You know, it always amazes me.
We can't
avoid
one thing.
The American Christianity,
which to me is easy to believe.
We got into a discussion.
Wants to have a free ride.
And these people,
and yet so many believers in this world are suffering.
I guess the next
thing. For Christ's sake.
They
being persecuted before that.
But why do we sit here in North America and expect?
Talk for a while.
It'll be free.
And I said this.
We'll be out.
You know,
there's no challenges, no testing.
For us,
North American Christianity.
I said the word, the Bible verse they use so many times,
is this:
wants
that I will
keep thee from the hour of trial.
And yet, so many believers
in this world are suffering this way.
For Christ's sake,
God will keep me in the hour of trial.
But why do we keep me stable?
He will keep me and keep me strong
because His very presence
will be with me.
There's no challenges, no testing.
We'll have to for us to enter.
But that's fine if you want to believe.
I said the word, the Bible verse they use so many times.
I believed exactly.
Is this that I will keep thee from the hour of trial?
I said, I've learned to interpret this verse this way.
God will keep me in the hour of trial.
Upset
he will keep me stable. He will keep me strong
because
his very presence will be with me
in it.
What is your anchor this morning?
But that's fine if you want to
believe. You were holding on to.
I was there, I said. I believed exactly the same way.
The anchor of Christ.
Is it some other thing
that
you're trying
that will bring you that hope
of security?
It makes you frustrated,
upset, and betrayed.
But through it all, I want to ask,
when we're pounded by trouble and fear, over,
blown about, whether whatever
what
bad thing
this
we think is going to
that you
happen.
Are holding on to.
And you know, we
is
hear
this anchor,
all the time.
The anchor of Christ.
This is going to happen. This is supposed
is it
to
some
happen.
Other thing that you're trying
and
that
I believe
will bring,
many
will
times
bring you
is
that
an
hope
of the enemy
of
to try to bring fear to the people
in this
of
life
God.
Journey.
To lose heart.
What's the point?
When we're pounded
what's
by
purpose?
Trouble and fear,
why hang on? Why keep going?
About
why keep
fighting? Whatever bad thing we think is going to happen,
we can hold fast.
And you know,
we hear this.
We're not
all the
in
time.
The mercy of the weather or
this
the enemy or the mercy of the government. We're not
and
in
I
any
believe
of their
many
mercy.
Times it's an end trap
we need
of the
a strong consolation
to the people of
in
God.
These troubled times
to
where the world
heart.
Is changing
what's
at a
point?
Rapid pace.
What's the purpose?
And as we're on this
on?
Journey,
why
in this ship,
going? Why keep fighting?
And we're surrounded by the ocean of life,
we can hold fast in Him.
We will face all this.
We're not in the mercy of
the
weather
the
or the enemy
be,
or at the mercy of the
what
government.
What will you and I be
we're not
anchored
at any of their mercy. We need a strong consolation.
Will your anchor hold
in these
troubled
times where the world is changing?
At a rapid pace.
When the slap from this side
and as we're on
this
journey
in this ship
gets a little harder
and we're surrounded
rougher.
By the ocean of life. And we know we all face different things
face
at different times and different situations.
The question will
we
be,
all do that.
What will you
my
and I
my heart
be
is going this morning
to?
Is what do you and I
you
hold on
to?
Do we look at these verses and what I read in Hebrews?
When
a
slap from this side and
that
from
is
that
fast
gets a
is that where you and I are holding on to this morning?
Or do you have another anger?
And we know we all face different things
sure
at different times and different situations. We all do that.
My heart is goalless this morning. Is
what do you and I hold on to? Do we look at these verses and
everyone
what I read in
has
Hebrews,
an anchor?
A sure anchor
to.
That is steadfast.
We all do.
Is that where
the
you and I are holding on to this morning?
How well does it hold?
Or do you have another anchor that you're not sure of this morning?
You know,
there's a story,
short illustration I read
as
deeper.
I was.
Into the ocean.
As I was going through this, there was a severe there was a severe storm.
Everyone
at the ocean
has an anchor,
and many
that they hold on.
Many
to.
Boats were lined
we
up and anchored.
The only question
in their specific
is,
place,
in their
how well
specific
the places.
Hold.
And as the storm was raging, you know,
and raging,
there's a story.
It was
one
short illustration
ship
I read
after
as
another.
I was torn loose and
as
cast
I was going
out
through this,
into the violence of the ocean.
There was a severe
thunderstorm.
There was a severe
storm
at the ocean.
One boat
and many.
One
many
yacht
boats were lined
stayed
up
and anchored
intact,
and passed
in their
the
specific
past.
Place.
It was the only yacht places
that was anchored.
And as the storm was raging,
and you know,
and raging,
sometimes the Christian life
one
is exactly the same way.
After another,
we're
was
tossed out into the
cast
of that ocean,
into the violence
we're
of the ocean,
out into
of the
fierce
storm
of life.
One boat,
one
when
yacht
it happens,
stayed
intact.
Will our anchor hold
and passed the test?
The
it
picture
was the only
is
given. Yacht.
That three
that
of these expensive yachts did not, and they were beaten up
and
destroyed.
You know,
sometimes the Christian
only
life
one
is exactly the same way.
Only one was anchored.
We're tossed out into the depths of that ocean.
Will that be me?
We're tossed out into the fierce storm of life.
That will pass the test.
When that happens,
in the only hope we have,
will our anchor hold? The picture is given that three of these expensive yachts did not, and they were beaten up and destroyed.
If your soul is anchored in your money,
only one passed the test.
What will you do?
Only one was anchored.
Will that be you?
If your soul is anchored in your career,
will that be all of us?
What will you do when you get fired?
That will pass the test.
If your soul is anchored in your happiness,
what will you do when hard times come? All real life questions.
If your soul is anchored in your money,
everyday life,
what will you do?
We see these things
happen over
and over.
When people,
if your soul is anchored in your career,
the money to have,
what will you do when you get fired?
The career,
if your soul is anchored in your happiness,
can change overnight.
What will you do when hard times come?
What will you do then?
All
your happiness is based on happenings.
Practical questions.
What if the happenings don't happen?
We see these things happening over and over.
What are you going to reach out to?
When people are anchored in the money they make, the money they have, they feel secure.
If you put your
anchor
in the
job
sand,
they have,
it will never hold.
It can change overnight.
We have a beautiful Bible story that tells us exactly
then?
Of that.
If your happiness
need a place
is
based
on
happenings,
to rest,
what if
so it can be, cannot
happen?
Be moved.
What
nothing in this
to?
World will ever be strong
when are you going to reach out
when
to?
Your life falls apart.
We need an anchor that cannot be moved, no matter
if
what
you
happens,
put your anchor in the sand,
which means we need an anchor
hold.
That is quite literally out.
We have a
of
beautiful
this
Bible
world.
Story that tells us exactly of that.
What this is meaning is,
you need a place of
there's
your
no anchor that the world
to
would
rest
possibly
so can
give
be, cannot be moved.
That will hold you in any
nothing
test
in this
of life.
World will ever be strong
they're
enough.
They're all a facade.
When your life falls
they're
apart,
they're all temporal.
We need
the only
an anchor that
cannot
that
be moved, no matter
hold you
what
in
happens.
Every test of life.
Which means we need an anchor that is quite literally out
that is given to all of us.
To the inheritance.
What this is
of
meaning
Abraham.
Is, and that is the
there's
anchor,
no anchor
that the world would possibly
message,
give you
because it's our only
that
hope.
Will hold you in any test of life. They're all a facade. They're all temporal. The only anchor that will hold you in every
in
test
the Bible
of life
we read
is
the
two
houses
that
we build,
one on sand,
that
one on a rock,
that is given to all of us.
The pictures given
to
the both
of
were built
of Abraham.
So and that is the anchor homes. I want to point us to throughout the message.
One was
because
on sand,
one
hope.
Was on rock.
One had a bedrock, it was grounded, the other had sand. We know the story. We know what happened. It wasn't anchored.
It
in the Bible we read
apart.
Of these two houses that were built, one on sand,
one
on a rock.
Was the one that
the
was
pictures
grounded.
Given both of them were built beautiful.
On a proper foundation.
Significant homes.
Is our foundation grounded?
One was on sand,
when
one was
comes,
on rock.
When that storm comes.
One had a bedrock, it was grounded,
the
other
down,
had sand.
And
we
see,
know
I can't
the story.
Take it.
We know
I
what happened.
Up.
It wasn't anchored.
You know?
It flew.
In my home, I've learned this.
The only one that stood was the one
every
that was
difficult that comes
and anchored
on a proper
every
foundation.
Challenge that comes
is
our foundation grounded.
Let's look
when
at
the
all
comes,
of these things
when that storm
in
comes
the eyes of eternity.
Will you throw in the towel
and say, I can't
but
take
a very short
it.
Time.
I give up.
It's but for a moment.
You know,
everything that God is allowing to come in
this.
Our way, he has a purpose in mind.
Every difficult that comes.
We heard it this morning.
Every challenge that comes.
Many times.
We don't want
this.
To learn.
Let's look
and
at
we
all of
going.
These things in the eyes of
being roughed up.
It's but a very short time.
It's but for a moment.
We cannot plant
everything
ourselves
that
in
God is allowed
to come
leaving
in
our
way.
Ship adrift and in danger sink,
in
a danger of sinking.
You
we
see, people
morning.
Are desperately trying to fasten
many
themselves
times,
to an insecure
we
world.
To learn.
Forgetting the true
and
anchor that
going.
Is secure, grounded in
being
the
roughed
deep.
Up.
Indeed, this world, like a restless sea, can be a cruel and dangerous place.
We cannot plant
ourselves
storms,
in shifting sand,
leaving
our ship adrift
trials
and,
danger
sink, in a danger of sinking.
And yes,
you
we
see,
all face
people are desperately trying to fasten
but
themselves
Satan uses
to an insecure
our afflictions
world,
to try and move
forgetting
us away
the true anchor
from
that
God.
Is secure.
His
grounded
goal
is
deep,
for us to give up.
Indeed, this world,
he delights
like
in
a restless
striking
sea,
us
from
can
every
be a cruel
angle,
and
so
dangerous
give,
place.
We give up on
storms.
God.
Satan wants
tribulations,
us to say,
trials,
it's
and
too
pain.
Much, it's too hard.
And yes,
we all
he
face
wants us,
some of them.
He wants to wreck our lives.
But Satan
and
uses
it does not matter
our afflictions
if
to try and move us
in
away
this life
from God.
The picture of the enemy.
His goal is for us to
he's
give
out
up.
There.
When
he
you're facing
a storm of
us
life
from every angle so that we give,
does it cross,
we
does
give
it
up
cross
on God. Satan
the
wants us to
you're
say,
facing,
it's too
it's
much,
too much.
It's too hard.
I can't handle it.
He wants us, he
it's
wants to wreck our lives. And it does not matter
does
if he loses
your mind?
Everything in this life.
And then does this cross
the
your mind?
Of the enemy.
What's the point?
He's out there.
What's
when
the
you're
purpose?
Facing a storm of life?
Why go through this if I can avoid it?
Does it cross your
you're
mind?
Missing what
the
God
difficulty
is
you're
teach,
facing.
That's what
it's
you're going
too
to
much.
Miss out on.
I can't handle
I'll
it.
I'll get there.
It's more than I can bear. Does that cross your mind?
In 1 Peter 5,
and
we read
then
this.
Does this cross your mind?
And
it's
warning
the
us.
Point.
He said, be
What's
sober, be vigilant, because you
Why
adversary
go
the
through this if I can
as
avoid
a roaring it? Lion walking about, seeking whom he may devour.
What God is trying to teach.
The enemy is working
That's
overtime.
What you're going to miss out
for one purpose only.
I'll get there.
Time is limited.
In a bit.
In this verse, the devil is described as a prowling
First Peter
around
five,
like
this.
A lion, looking for someone to devour.
What does the lion
sober,
look for?
Be vigilant, because your adversary the devil
what is
a
the prey of the
lion walking about, seeking whom he may devour.
The weak and the
enemy is working overtime.
And the small.
For one purpose only.
That is the prey of a lion.
Time is limited.
If you ever watch something.
In this verse, the devil is described as a prowling around
they're
like
targeting,
a lion, looking for someone
small,
to devour.
The helpless.
What does the lion
and
look
the weaker.
For?
And that's why he says
What
this.
Is the prey of the lion?
The verse is a warning.
The
to
weak
be alert and the frail,
sober-minded
and the small,
and to resist
that is
the
prey
devil,
of a lion.
Standing firm.
If you ever
in
watch something,
faith,
when lions
faith
hunt,
just watch
is also
them.
An anchor this morning.
They're targeting.
We need faith.
The small
to stand,
the helpless
of life,
and the weaker.
And that's why he says this.
The verse is a warning.
Reflecting upon our lives,
to be alert,
we encounter countless
sober-minded
of God's
and to resist the devil
in keeping his
standing firm
in
his providential care.
Faith
provision in times of need and
an
guidance through the darkest valleys all bear witness
the storms of life
to his unchanging nature. Furthermore, the pages of Scripture resound with stories
upon
of
our
God's
lives,
faithfulness
we
to his countless insolence
from Noah and
of
to
God's
the ark and
redemption accomplished
in keeping his promises
to Jesus Christ.
His providential
the story that
care,
comes to my mind,
provision in times of
when
need
I went
and
through
guidance
is the story
through the darkest
God.
Valleys all bear
how
witness
many times
to his
How many
unchanging
feel
nature,
sometimes like an Elijah.
Furthermore, the pages of Scripture resounded with stories of God's
Elijah,
faithfulness to his people. From Noah
rain.
And to the ark and the redemption
he
accomplished.
Said, they're after
through
me.
Jesus Christ.
They want
the
my
story
life.
That comes to my mind.
He was in
when
the
I went
ship,
through this.
It's the story of Elijah.
The ocean was flooding.
How many times
the waves
How
came
many
in
too high.
Feel sometimes like an Elijah.
He couldn't handle what he saw.
He couldn't handle what he has to bear.
Elijah.
He couldn't handle or take what is coming after
rain.
Him.
So he ran.
He said, they're after me.
How many times?
They want my life.
Does that feel like you and I?
He was in this ship.
We want to become like Elijah.
The
we
ocean
was
the flooding,
frustrated.
The waves came in too high.
What did God say to him?
He couldn't handle what he saw.
There's 7,000.
He couldn't handle what he has to bear.
You're not the only
he
one,
couldn't
Elijah.
Handle or take what is coming after him.
Bring him back.
So he ran.
And God had to teach him something.
How many times?
You know,
does that feel like you and I?
To jump
we want
ship
to become like Elijah
is not the answer.
We're discouraged,
depressed.
If you jump ship,
you're all alone.
That's
what
remember.
Did God say to him?
I'm going to run ahead if I keep
There's
going
7,000 that haven't bowed down.
You're not the only one, Elijah.
Reflect upon. Oh,
bring him back.
His and promises stand firm, unshakable.
You know,
by the shifting tides of this world.
To jump ship.
When we anchor our hope in God's unchanging nature.
If you jump
and
ship,
and
you're all alone.
His unwavering faithfulness, we discover
I'm run ahead if I
a source of strength and assurance that transcends upon any circumstance.
Oh. Or
his challenge. Promises stand firm,
it is
unshakable
true.
By the shifting tides of this world. When we anchor our hope in God's unchanging
this.
Nature and His,
you know,
and
all
his unwavering
had
faithfulness,
some hard knocks in life.
We discover a source of
How
strength
many would say
and assurance
they wish you would have
that transcends
happened.
Any circumstance.
To everyone, God showed
or
you something.
Challenge.
To everyone,
it
God
true.
Taught you something. The plan is still the same.
If you look
but when
us,
we look back, we see,
you know, we've all
the assurance we have in
had
Him.
Some hard knocks in life.
In the circumstance or the challenge.
How many would say,
we see His
they
faithfulness
would have
carrying
happened.
Us through them.
To everyone, God showed today. You something.
To everyone,
yes.
God taught you something.
We can be anchored to Him
the
in the storms of life
because of His great love.
But when
for
we
us.
Look back, we see
now some practical things.
The assurance we have
the
in Him.
The storm of doubt.
In the circumstance or the challenge.
Discouragement.
Despair.
We see His faithfulness carrying
and
us through
defeat.
Them.
May be better.
Still the same today.
Your ship.
As you experience
yes.
illness, financial
we
difficulties.
We can be anchored to Him.
Family
in the storms
problems,
of life because
relationship
of His great
love
for us.
Or mirrored, which means a lot
now some
of
practical
other things
we experience
the storm
in life.
Of doubt.
When we look at this,
discouragement,
the despair, storm of doubt,
and defeat,
discouragement,
maybe battering,
despair,
your ship,
defeat, as you experience illness,
I looked
financial
at them this
difficulties,
morning,
family
I've
problems,
I've been in all of them,
relationship problems,
I've been in all
or
of
myriad,
them,
which means a lot,
but there are
other
some here this morning
we experience in life.
We're sitting
exactly with this
when
in,
we look at
in
this,
their hearts, their lives.
The storms
there's
of
doubt,
doubt
in their life for some reason.
Discouragement.
There's discouragement.
Despair.
For some reason.
Defeat.
There's a despair and defeat.
I looked at
you
them
might
this
feel
morning.
Nobody's hearing you. Nobody's
I've
listening
been in
to
all
you.
Of
nobody
them.
Understands you.
I've
you
been
might be that
them.
Person sitting here this morning.
But there might be some here this morning.
You might be experiencing
we're sitting
exactly
that has
with this
some
their,
discouragement
in their,
hearts,
to you. Their lives.
Why?
There's doubt in their life for some
financial
reason.
Financial difficulties.
There's discouragement.
Which are never
for
fun.
Some reason.
There's a despair
being one
and
of the
defeat.
Most difficult things in a home life. In
you
a
might feel nobody's
family.
Hearing you. Nobody's listening
family
to you. Nobody
relationship problems.
You might be that person.
When I look at some
morning,
of those things,
like I said,
you
I've
might
been
be
there with some
illness.
Of them.
That has brought some discouragement to you.
And I've also
why?
Been there with the latter part.
Financial difficulties.
When we look at this, they bring a
which
frustration
are never
to us.
I've trained it to be
family
one of the most
problems,
difficult things
problems.
In a home life, in a marriage, in a family.
Yeah, something that came to my mind
problems, relationship problems.
This
when
pastor,
I look at some of those
dear
things,
friend of mine,
like I said, I've been there with some
was
of
gone
them.
Preaching
for a certain amount of time. He came back home.
And I've also been there with
and the other
letter
came
part.
To him and he said this.
The
when
certain
you look
person
at this,
in,
bring
life, in the church wasn't the church while you were gone.
Because
family
he said
problems,
he has a problem
relationship
with you.
Problems.
So this pastor
yeah, something came
went
to mind
his home
this
home
and he looked up the
this
man
pastor,
who had a problem
dear
with
friend
him,
of mine.
And he asked him, I heard that you were in
a church while I was
for
gone.
For a certain amount of time,
he came back home.
Can you share
with
the other
elder
came to him and he said this.
The man said, oh, it's
the
all
certain
good.
Person
no, 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 it's all
in, the,
good.
In the church wasn't the church while you were gone.
Because
but
you said
there's
a problem,
with, problem
you.
With me.
So this pastor looked
went
at him
to
and said this.
His home.
And he
and
looked up
the
man
you
who had a problem with
this.
Him.
And he asked him, I heard that you were
what would
a church
like
while I was gone.
Change?
You had a problem with me.
Where would you like me to
can
change
you share what the problem
so
is?
You don't feel this way?
The man said,
much.
Oh, it's all good. No, 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 it's all good.
The pastor could have plowed
pastor
into him.
Could have been hard
but
him.
You weren't a church. You had
but
a
he chose instead. The pastor
I'll
looked at him and
back
said
to
this
me.
To him.
Where do
and
I
it's
need
gripped
to change?
Because it takes
what
you
would
really
you
like
to
me
to
change
this?
In my life so you don't feel this way towards me?
What would you like me
it's
to change?
Where would you like me to change so you don't feel this way towards me?
I couldn't make sense.
The
of
pastor could have plowed
in
my family.
Okay.
Could have been hard on him.
I don't
but
know.
He chose instead.
But what would he like me to change?
I'll reflect back.
Where would
to
he
me.
Like me to change?
Where do
so
I need
this
to change?
Have
what
to
would
be
you like
way.
Me to change in my life so
you
don't
know,
feel
in
this
life
way towards me?
We can easily rise up
tonight
and be defensive.
I've used
because
the same thing in my
heard.
Own home.
When I was misunderstood,
the spirit of humility, the spirit of Christ.
I couldn't make sense of things, and I said,
it takes an anchor in the presence of Christ.
I don't know
to say these things.
But what would he like me to change?
Because we know who
where would
the best
he like
of our
me to
hearts
change?
Are evil, the Bible says.
So this doesn't have to be this way.
You know, in life, we can easily rise up and be defensive.
And you know, some of
because
you might
be
facing
some of those frustration and difficulties.
But the spirit of humility, the spirit
maybe you've
of
learned to put on a facade.
It takes
and
an
say
anchor
things are all
in
right
the
inside.
But
deep inside,
things.
You're literally falling apart.
Because we know who
you're
the
basically
best of our
holding
hearts
together
are evil,
crumbled
the Bible
pieces
says.
This morning. Because you don't know where to hold on to of the very things.
And you know, some of you
let's
might be facing
way,
some of those frustration
brothers
and
sisters.
Maybe you've learned
like
to put on a facade
to hold
and
on
say things are all right inside.
Unchanging hand.
But deep inside,
during this period of time,
apart.
As you build,
you're basically
your hopes
holding together
and
crumbled
things
pieces
eternally.
This morning. Because you don't know where to hold
his
on.
Promise,
to.
He promises to never leave
with
or
the
forsake
very
us. And he has. And he
let's
even proved
way,
his faithfulness
brothers and
to
sisters,
us in many times.
I would like to
he promises to meet our
to
every need, and he even brings joy
hand.
In the morning. During this period
our
of time, as
believers, as
you build,
are
not placed in the sand,
and your things
but on the
eternal.
Solid rock.
His
and
promise,
he promises to never leave or forsake us.
Don't give heart.
And he has,
don't lose
and
heart.
He even proved his faithfulness.
The enemy wants you to lose
to
heart.
Us in many
and
times.
And he's there at every angle
he
of the way.
He promises to meet
telling
our
you
every
to lose
need.
Heart.
And he even brings joy
no,
in the morning.
This is not God's
our
plan.
Anchors as believers
God is a different plan.
Are not placed in the sand.
I will get there.
But on the solid rock. And that is what we have to hang on to.
I have another story
don't
I'd
heart.
Like to use.
Don't lose
to
heart.
Bring out.
The enemy
the
wants you to lose heart.
We can hold on.
And he's
to.
There at every angle of the way to telling you to lose
it.
Heart. But no.
In Acts,
this is not God's
27
plan.
Verses 13
God is a different plan.
To 27.
I will get there. And we all know the story when Paul was on the boat.
I have another story
I'd
like
to
use.
And all of this.
To bring out.
The anchors,
and we know what happened to the
we
boat.
Can hold on to.
But there's a spiritual picture we can get from it. I'll read it.
And it encouraged me
and
when
I read through it. 27 verses 13
slowly,
to 27.
Softly, supposing that they had obtained.
And we all know the story when Paul was on the boat. They went out
their
in
purpose,
the ocean,
losing things. They sailed these by
and we know what happened to the boat.
But there's a spiritual picture
not
we can get
after
from
there. There arose against at a tempest
it
wind called
you,
when I read through it.
Euclides,
and when the south wind blew slowly,
Euclides,
softly,
I think it's a hurricane.
It's a
hurricane
that they had
type wind.
Obtained. And when the ship was caught and could
obtained
not bear
their
purpose,
within the
losing
wind,
things,
into
they
the
sailed
wind,
they
we let her
drive,
close
letting
to
her go. And running under a certain
but not
island,
long after
there
which
arose against
Claudia,
at a tempest wind called
we had much
work to come by their boat,
Euclides,
which when they had talked, taken up, they used helps undergirding
the
ship
wind.
And bearing lest they should fall
and when the ship
into
was
the
caught,
quicksand
and could not bear up
sail,
within the
and
wind,
so
into
driven.
The wind, we let her drive.
And we being exceedingly tossed
and running
with
under
tempest,
a certain island,
the next day,
which is called
they lightened the ship.
We had
throwing
everything
out
to
try
by
hopes
their
of saving the ship.
Which when they had tossed
and in the third
taken up,
they used
we cast
undergirding
with
the ship,
our own hands
and bearing
lest
they should fall into the
and when neither sun nor stars in many days
were driven.
And no more.
And we being exceedingly
no
tossed
with the tempest
lay on us.
The next
all
day,
hope that
they
we should
be saved,
the ship
was then
throwing
taken
everything
away.
Out to try in hopes of saving the ship.
Remember the story.
And in the third
in
day,
the ocean,
we cast
a ship,
out
with
and
our
there's
own
a massive
hand
storm.
The tackling of the ship.
Does it look like any
and
hope
when neither sun
that you will
nor
be saved,
stars in many days
that you'll make it out alive.
And no more.
But after
no small
tempest
lay on us,
Paul stood
that we should
in the midst of them and said,
taken away.
Ye should have hearkened unto
remember
me, and not lose
they're in the
hope,
ocean,
lose
in a
from
ship,
Crete,
and there's
have
a massive
gained this harm and loss.
Does it look like
and
any
now
hope
I exhort you
that you will be saved?
Is it
you'll make it out alive?
The heart of Paul in all of this.
But after long,
if you read these few verses over carefully,
Paul
his attitude,
stood forth
his
in the midst of them and said,
and that's where we can learn a lot.
Ye should have hearkened unto me and not lose hope.
And now I exhort you
lose
to be
of
Crete
good cheer
and to have gained this
where is there
and
any
loss.
Possible good cheer
and now
in the
I
situation
exhort
they were in?
But he encouraged them to be of good cheer.
The heart of Paul
for there
in all
shall
of
be
this.
No loss.
If we read
these
few verses over
among you, but of
his
the
attitude,
ship.
His heart.
For there arose,
and that's
where
we can
learn
a lot,
the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve.
And now I
saying,
exhort
fear
you
not,
to be
Paul, you
good
must
cheer.
Be brought before
where is there
Caesar.
Any possible
and
good
lo,
cheer
God
in the situation
thee,
they were in?
All them that sail
but he encouraged
thee.
Them to be of good
wherefore,
cheer.
Wherefore, sirs, be
for there
of
shall
good
be
cheer.
No loss of
twice,
any man's life
he
among
said, be
you,
of good
but
cheer.
Of the ship.
I believe,
for
God,
there arose
that
by
it shall
me
be
night,
even
the angel
as
of God,
it was
whose
told
I
me.
Am and
whom
how
I serve.
We must be cast
saying, fear
unto
not
a certain
Paul,
island,
you must be brought before
when,
Caesar.
But when the
and
14th
God
night
has given
come,
thee
was
all
come,
them that
as
sail
we
were
thee.
Driven,
wherefore,
up in the
down
of
be
Adria,
of good cheer.
About midnight,
twice,
the shipmen
he said, be of good
that they
cheer.
Drew near.
I believe
God.
They were
that it shall be
and
even
sounded
as
and found
it was told me.
At 25
how by we
and
must
when
be
they
cast
had gone a
unto a certain
further,
island.
They sounded again and found
when,
it 15 fat.
But when the 14th night was come,
then
as
fear,
we were driven,
then fearing lest
up in the,
we
and
could
down
lose
of
the
Adria, about midnight the ship,
then fearing
and
lest
we should have fallen upon rocks,
to some country,
they cast
they
four anchors and
out
sounded
of the
and found
and wished for
the 20 fathoms.
And
when
and
they had gone a little further,
about to
they
flee
sounded
out
again
of the ship,
and found it 15
when
fathoms,
they had left
fathoms,
the boat
unto the sea under collar,
then
as though they would have
then
cast
fearing
anchors
lest
out
we would
the
lose
the
foreship.
Then
Paul
fearing lest we should have fallen upon
and to the soldiers,
rocks,
they
cast these
four
the
anchors
out
of the
stern and wished
saved.
For the day. And as the shipmen were about to flee
you
out of the ship,
what do I get out of this story?
When they had left the boat, and to the sea under collar,
in verse
as 29. Though they would have cast anchors out of the foreship. Paul
lowered,
said to the centurion,
lowered four anchors,
and to the soldiers, except
to
these abide in
the
ship
they were in.
Ye cannot be saved. And then in verse 31, except
you
all abide
out
in the ship,
story, you cannot be saved.
In verse 29, the four anchors,
Paul
was the foundation.
Lord,
over Paul,
Lord,
four anchors to stabilize the
ship.
Through them. I have three written down. One of them
31,
was so close to one of them,
the
I didn't
abide in the ship.
You cannot.
The presence of God is an anchor.
The providence of God is
an
anchor.
Anchors.
And the performance of God
is the foundation.
An But through it all,
but Paul was
we also
on
have
to
the hope to had in what God
showed. How we go
him.
Through them.
You see, I have
God
four.
Promised,
I have three written
Paul,
down. One of them was so close to one of them,
I
didn't bother.
I will meet you there.
The presence of God.
I need you
is
to
an
be
anchor.
There.
The providence
so
of God is
an anchor.
If you look
at the story
and the performance of God,
at life's ocean, and you're riding
through
that
it all,
we also
do you
have
think
the hope to
have. Any rough water?
God showed them.
Will destroy the plan
see,
God has
God promised
because he wants you
Paul,
over there.
You
have to go through this to reach this
I
place.
Will meet you there.
But there was something
in
Paul.
There.
So if you look at this
man,
story,
incredible.
And he looked
he had
at
a
life's
joy.
Ocean,
he's the only one that enjoyed
that
the shipwreck.
Do you think
he's the only one that enjoyed the ride
they were facing?
Will destroy the plan
it's incredible
God has
when I look at him
because
the
he wants
heart,
you over
the
there.
Foundation. You
that
have
Paul
to go through this to reach this place.
But there was something
the first
in
anchor.
Paul.
I found this man
of
incredible.
The presence of God.
He had a joy. He's the only
For
one that
stood
enjoyed
by me
the
this
shipwreck.
Night, the angel of
He's
God,
the only one
I
that enjoyed the ride
they were facing.
Even in the midst
it's
of the raging storm,
him,
the
Paul
heart,
found that
the
he
foundation
was not alone.
That Paul had in what he
in
was
In verse
24,
to.
The angel came and said, if you
so
do
the first
this,
anchor.
No one will lose
the anchor
life.
Of
the presence of God
was here
with him in
For
the
there
midst
stood
of
by
that
me this
storm.
Night the angel of God whose
the
I am,
Lord came
and whom
to
I
him
serve. To
minister peace
even
to
in
his
the
heart.
Midst of the raging storm
regardless
Paul
of the storm
that
he
tosses
was not
your life
alone.
In mine
in verse 24
Look at what
the angel
Paul
came
said
and said
it's
if
the
you
same
do this
for you
no
and
one will
I
lose their
God
life.
Is still
the
same
presence God
of God
was
he is still
saying
in the midst
he will minister peace to your heart The Lord
As
came to him
is tossing
to minister
to
peace to his
and
heart.
Fro in the boat
regardless
in,
of the storm
and the waves
that tosses
keep
your life
in mine.
I will minister
Look
peace
at what Paul
to
said.
You.
It's the same.
If
for
we
you
have that same
I,
confidence that
God
Paul has
is still the same
in his relationship
God,
to our Lord,
he is still saying,
when we can have faith
he will minister
in his
peace
promise
to
your
be
heart
with us
always.
As life is tossing you
My question
to
is,
and fro
will you anchor
in the boat you're in and the waves
drift
keep
away.
Rising,
when adversities
I will minister
your life
peace to
Will your
you.
Faith survive?
If we
will
have that same confidence
survive,
that Paul has
that
in his relationship to our Lord,
ocean.
When we can have faith in his
Matthew
promise
8
to be with us always. When Jesus took his disciples into the boat,
will you anchor?
And he said,
oh,
we're going to go to the other side of the lake.
Or drift away.
I didn't even
when adversity
touch, remember the lake is
your life. They
will
went in
faith
that lake.
Survive.
All of them and
will
Jesus.
Survive.
They left they left shore very peaceful.
But it said in the midst of their journey across
picture.
The other side,
when
an
Jesus took his disciples into the boat,
and he said,
Jesus
we're going to go to
the
other side
of
the lake.
Of the
is
boat.
It, I didn't even write that.
Peaceful
I don't remember the lake.
Is
Galilee.
They went
the
in there.
Disciples
lake,
realized what's happening.
All of them.
And
the storm
Jesus.
Came. The winds
they
were
left,
coming.
The
waves
they left
were filling
shore,
the boat.
Very peaceful.
They were fearful.
But
it said
fear.
In the midst of
they tried to take
their journey across
the
other side.
Then
the
incredible storm arose.
They cried out, Jesus, save us, or we will perish.
At the helm of the boat.
Be Jesus
peaceful and resting.
Rebuked the wind.
And
then
disciples
realized what's happening. The storm came.
What do we get out
the
of
winds
story?
Were coming. The waves were filling
Jesus
the boat.
Jesus told the disciples.
They were fear, filled with
we're
fear.
We're going to go
They're
to
trying
the
to take
side.
Down the mast.
As we go through
the
life's sails,
journey,
we will face these
Jesus,
storms.
Save us, for we
but
will
remember,
perish.
I'm in the very
Be
presence
Jesus
of you.
Go.
I was fully at
rebuke
rest. I was sleeping. My presence is here with you as you
what
face
do get out
this
of story?
Storm. Did you
Jesus
doubt?
Told
Where
the
is your faith? Why do
we're
you
going
not
to
have
go
faith?
To the other side.
Do you think the boat is
going
to
life's
sink
journey,
with my very presence
we
on
will
this
face
boat?
These storms,
when I promise you to take it to
remember,
the other side, I'm in the very presence of you.
No,
I was fully
was
at rest.
God
I was sleeping. My presence is
you will
here
face
with you
that.
As you
face You will go
this
through life
storm.
In that way.
Did you
but
doubt?
My very presence
Where
is,
your is
faith with you.
Why do
you
not have faith?
And
Do
I
you
will
think the boat
you
is
to
going
the
to
side
sink
with
Let's
my
remember
very presence
this
on this
entire
boat.
Journey of
when
the
I
Christian
promise you
is
to take it to
the
other
side.
Side.
With it you have
no,
to face the adversity. With it you have
to
face
God
the difficulties. With it
you
have
you
to face the storms
that
life brings.
You will go
you
through
have
life
to face
in
the waves.
That way.
But my
it
very
is to
presence
test your faith.
Is with you
Do you
on
keep
that
trusting
boat?
God?
Do you anchor
and
to
I
him
will
who the
take
the
you
only
to the
anchor
other side?
Let's remember this the entire
That
journey
is the purpose
of the
Christian
is the other side.
It's not going to be free, right?
To face the adversity?
You have to be shaped into the character of Jesus Christ.
When did you have to face the storms
of life? And every obstacle that comes in life,
you have to face the
God's workmanship to do so.
It is to test your faith.
He was
teaching something to the disciples.
Do you
what anchor
Jesus
to him
to
who
you
and
has
I?
The only anchor that is worth
would he have said the
to?
Same, O you of little faith?
That is the purpose.
Why don't you trust
of the Christian
me? My presence is here.
It's not going to be a free ride.
Physically
ride.
And
you
in
have
my spirit.
To be shaped into the character
but
of Jesus Christ.
You thought you're going to
and
drown.
Every obstacle
you thought you're
that comes
sink
in the bottom of
the
lake.
God's workmanship to do so.
I'm teaching you a lesson.
He was teaching
what
something
will it take?
To disciples.
How long will it
what
take?
What would Jesus have said to you
for
and
you
I?
To trust me?
Would he have said the same, O you of little faith? Why
what
don't you
Jesus
trust
us?
Me? My presence is here. Physically
is
and in my spirit.
To hold on.
But you doubted. You thought you're going
way.
To drown. You thought you're going to sink to the bottom of that lake.
It's a test
for I'm
us.
Teaching you a lesson.
To look at.
What will it take? How long will it take?
What
for you
take?
To trust me?
Yes.
What did Jesus say?
Our anchor will steady our ship. When we anchor our lives
is
to him.
Is your anchor strong enough to hold
he
on?
Will calm the storms of our
life
that batter our
way.
Ship and set it adrift in the violent seas.
Yes,
he will hold fast our ship and keep it from drifting.
And apply it.
As he sees us safely home, that's his purpose.
Yes,
he wants to lead us.
Our anchor will steady our ship when we anchor our lives to
him. But it takes a journey to go through it.
He will calm the storms of our
anchor
that batter our ship,
our daily motivation
in the violent
and encouragement
seas.
When we place our faith.
In
he will hold fast
him.
Our ship and keep it from drifting.
Anchor
as he sees us safely home.
The
that's
anchor
his purpose.
Of the providence of
he
God.
He wants to lead us home.
You know,
there's one
but it
thing.
Takes a journey to go through.
When we look at these anchors.
He is our anchor of hope.
We can
our daily motivation
the sovereignty of God.
And encouragement when we place our
exactly
faith
in
he wants
him
to.
And who he wants to.
Anchor number two.
Sometimes it might not be easy to accept.
The anchor of the providence
but if we believe
of
in
God.
The sovereignty of
God
as it is, we have to accept it.
You know,
there's one thing.
When we look
told
at these
by
anchors,
the Lord
that this storm,
and
I love
question
this.
The sovereignty
this one
God.
Is to me an incredible
exactly
picture
how he wants to,
of what God's heart
who he
is
wants to
in the storms of life.
Sometimes it might not be easy.
Told
to
by the Lord that this storm is a part
of
God
is,
working out his plan
it.
In Paul's life. At that
told
moment,
by the Lord
in
that
time, that storm was
this.
To save his place
this one is to
in the world for Paul
incredible.
To be.
Picture.
Why?
Because
he was in the will of the Lord and God was working in a mighty way in the situation to bring about his will
for
God's working out.
Did you know that God
is
doing
the very same thing
in
your life as well?
The
very thing
to save his place
is exactly the very thing God wants to do in your
life.
Why? Because he was in the will of the Lord and God was working in a mighty way in the situation to bring about his will for Paul's life.
When I look at this,
did you know that God is doing the very same thing in your life
as well?
There's a few times in life
I came to cross.
The very thing is exactly the very thing God wants to do in your life.
I don't understand.
How are you taking?
I don't know what to do with it.
Are you anchored?
But Lord,
if there's something you want to show me,
when I look at this,
to trust you.
Help me.
I'd say the last 3-4 years.
There's a few times
and
in
you know,
life I came to crossroads.
When you learn,
and I said,
at the
Lord,
early
I'm
stage
sorry,
when these difficulties come, and you lay it at the feet of
I
the
don't
one
understand.
Who has all the answers.
I don't know what to do with it.
I've
but
noticed
Lord,
if there's something you want to show me,
the storms in life don't
help
last
me
as long.
To trust you.
Because you
help
to
me
up.
To trust you.
Take control.
And
you're
you know,
trying to show me something here.
When you learn,
you're trying to teach me something here.
At the early stage,
Lord,
when these difficulties come,
you know,
you foreknew,
and you lay
at
understand.
The feet of the one who has all the answers.
What do we learn
I've noticed
from this?
This is from a book.
The storms
it really
life
don't
me.
Last as long.
Raymond Edmond
said this
take
in
control.
A book called Quietness and Confidence.
You're trying to show me something here. You're trying to teach me something here,
Lord.
And it's something.
You know,
if we want to accept
you foreknew,
it, if we look
I
at
don't
it
understand.
In that way.
First,
he brought me
what
here.
Do we learn from
that's
this?
Jesus.
This is from a book.
It
and
is
really
by his
me.
Will. I am in this
Raymond
straight
Edmond
place.
Said this in a
in
book
that
called
fact,
Quietness and Confidence.
I will rest.
Next,
he will keep me here
and it's something
in his love
if we want
and
to
give me the
it,
grace
we'll
to behave
in that
as
way.
His child.
First, he brought me here.
That's Jesus.
It is by his will
I
am in this
behave
straight place,
as God's children,
in that
in the
fact,
situation
I will
you
rest.
Might be facing today.
Next,
am
he
I
will keep me here
am
in
I
his love
behaving
and give me the grace
like a child
to
of God
behave
in the things
as
I'm facing.
His child. Then he will make the trial a blessing, teaching me lessons
do you and I
he intends me to learn,
as God's
and working to me
in, the
in me the grace
you might
he means
be facing
to bestow.
Today. Am I
last in his good time
behaving
he can
like
bring
a child
me
of
out
God
again.
In the things I'm facing?
How and when
he then
when he knows
he will make the trial a blessing.
Let me say.
Teaching me lessons
I am here
he intends me to learn
by God's appointment
and working to me
in his
in
keeping,
me the grace
he means
under
to
his training
last,
for
his time
in his good time
he can bring me out again.
Four
how
statements.
And when he knows
is it easy to
let
accept?
Me say
I am here
by God's
appointment
in
his
keeping,
keeping.
Under his
training,
for
time.
His time. This is the kind of confidence that will keep you at a peace when the enemy is trying to make you doubt, even while storms
is it easy
still
to accept?
Rages. I am here by God's appointment.
When we face a
in his keeping,
when we face
under
a storm,
his training,
when we face a challenge
for his time.
God has one thing
this
in mind.
This is the kind of confidence that will keep
and
you
I call him in
at
my
a
home.
Peace when the enemy is trying to make you doubt, even while storms
God
still
is doing
rages.
Everything to shape your character into his character.
The picture
when we face
of the
a
believer is to be a mirror
when we face a
of
storm,
what Jesus Christ
when
is.
We face a challenge.
Look into the mirror, you see yourself.
God has
but
one
we are
thing
to be a mirror. A reflection
and I call
of
him
what
in my
Jesus
home.
Christ is.
I call him character.
And when we
shapers.
Face these testings, these trials,
God
these storms,
is doing everything
these difficulties
to shape
God
your character
is using
into
it by
his
divine
character.
Appointment for his
the picture
time
of the
to
believer
shape your character
is to be
into what he wants you
to
be
of what Jesus
to be
Christ
the picture
is.
Of representing
look into
Christ
the mirror, you
in
see
this
yourself.
World.
But we are
the
to be a mirror,
is this.
A reflection of what Jesus Christ
hard
is.
To accept.
And when we face these testings, these trials, these storms,
like
these difficulties, God is using
like
it by divine appointment
I don't like
for his time to
and
shape your character into what he wants you to be,
I'm
to be the picture of representing Christ in this
things.
World.
I'm very much
the
to life
with
this
us
way.
Is this.
But in the Christian life, it doesn't work this
accept.
Way.
And
it's
bad.
Not where God wants
we
you to be.
Like
it needs
to
be broken so it can be fixed.
I like comfort.
And God needs to
I don't
that
like change.
In your life,
and my
in
family
my
could
life.
Tell you that very
so
much.
Do we believe?
I'm a normal person.
Some of you might be sitting
if
here.
If it ain't broken, why
you
fix.
Might be facing something
I'm very much
like.
To life this way.
Do you believe?
But in the Christian life, it
it's
doesn't
by
work
God's
this way.
Appoint-
God's
it's not
appointed where God wants you to be. It needs to be broken so it can
in his
be
keeping,
fixed.
Under
God
his training.
He's trying to
in
train
life,
you. He wants to teach you something.
So do we believe?
He wants to show you something.
Some of
you might be sitting here.
You
do
might
you
be
facing
something
you don't
believe
like.
That.
Do you believe?
It's by God's
if
appointment.
If we don't,
God appointed
God
it.
God will bring it around
it
again.
Says by his appointment, in his keeping, under his training.
Can
he's
I remind
to train you,
you? He wants to teach you something.
That the best
he
place
wants to
you
show
can
you
be
something
in the storms of
for
life
his time.
Is in the ship.
Do you believe that?
Do I
you
believe
might not
that?
Like to see it that way, but it opened my eyes to something.
If we don't.
God will bring it around again.
If you look at the chapter in Acts 27,
can
every
I remind
one of them
you
were saved because Paul
that
said
the best
God
place
said,
you can be in the storms
God's
of
word,
life
God's
is
promise
in the ship.
Came true. Yes, the ship flew apart.
You might not,
but they used
like
the parts
way,
from the ship
it opened
to
my
get
eyes
to show
to something.
And through this, they were all saved.
If you look at the chapter,
the picture
in Acts
is this
27.
Can I remind you, the
every
best place you can be in the storms
saved
of life
because Paul
is in the
said,
ship.
God said,
the picture,
God's word, God's promise came true.
Yes,
that
the
ship,
ship
flew
is
apart,
given.
In all the studies
but they
I
used
did,
the parts from the ship
is
to
also
get to shore.
The body of
and
Jesus
and through
Christ,
this, they were all
the
saved.
The picture is this.
If you're sitting in the church
can
and you're
I remind you, the best place you can be in the storms of life
that you don't know how to
is
deal
in the
with.
Ship.
The
are
picture
you
God could be using the very thing
that this ship
has given
you something.
In all the studies I did.
Don't jump ship.
Is also
you're out there all alone.
The body of Jesus Christ, the church.
It opened my eyes to something. And you know,
if you're sitting
we
in
all
the church
and
you're struggling,
church
with
has
difficulties
exactly
that you don't know
easy.
How to deal with.
Sometimes
are
it's
you
hard.
Aware?
God could be using
sometimes
the very
it feels
thing
like
to
maybe
teach
it's
you
better
something.
Over here, better over there.
Don't jump ship.
But when
you're
I studied this,
alone.
I got a different picture. And it opened my eyes.
If God
to
is
something.
Trying to show me something.
And you know,
discipline
we all
me
face
in
difficulties.
Shape me in something.
Church has sometimes isn't exactly easy.
If I'm not learning here, I'm
sometimes
not
it's
learn
hard.
Over there.
So my
sometimes
question
it feels
is, what
like
is God trying to show me?
Maybe it's better over
when
here,
I face
better over there.
Adversity in all of this.
But when I studied this,
am I willing to allow
I got
God
a different picture.
To shape me?
Will I be anchored
if
in
God
him,
is trying to show me something,
rough,
discipline me in something, shape me in something.
And why am I saying it? In fact, it may
if
be very well
here,
the storm
I'm not
going to
learn
and difficulties that sets you free.
So my question is, what is
the
God
very
trying to show
thing,
me?
When
the
I
very
face
thing
adversity
you could
in all
be battling
us.
With.
It's the very thing God
am I
could
willing
use
to allow
in
God
the storm
to shape me,
to teach you something.
Will I be anchored in him,
even though it might be rough?
A lot of these things, as I was meditating upon them.
And why am I saying it?
In fact,
my eyes
it may
to
be
to
very
to
well
to a few
storms and difficulties.
Number one, you can examine your own
you
heart.
The very
it's
thing,
easy to point at what
the
what
very
go
thing
down a rabbit trail,
you could be battling
but
with.
No,
it's the
I've
very thing God
in some
could
ways
use
in the storm
to teach you something, to set you free.
Look at yourself.
The only person you can change in life is
all
yourself.
All of these things,
as
you
I was meditating
change
upon
your brother or sister.
They open
my
you can
eyes
change yourself
to
a few things
to make things work.
Number one, you can examine your own heart.
So I want to ask this.
It's easy
if
to
the
point
ship we're
apart
what,
whatever go down a rabbit trail,
hiccups, but no,
full of challenges.
I've learned in some ways.
Let me ask this.
What I said before.
Look at yourself.
The only person
what
you can change
in life
change
is yourself
to make it better.
You can't change your brother
where
or
are
sister,
you willing to change to
but
make
you can
it
change
better.
Yourself?
You know, it's a bad life faced years
work.
Ago. So
I believe God
this.
Brought it to my own attention.
If the ship we're apart
has helped me tremendously.
It's full of hiccups.
What
full
am
of
I
challenges.
To change?
Don't look at
your this.
Look at yourself.
What I said before.
Look at yourself.
What are
am
you
I
willing
to
change?
Change to make it better?
Don't jump ship.
Where are you
the
willing
to
change
to make
to
it better?
It's in that ship.
You know, it's a
in
bad life phase years
that
ago.
God is trying to teach us something.
And I believe God brought it to my own attention.
And it has helped me tremendously.
What am I willing to
the
change?
Third, don't
third
look
anchor.
At other people.
Look
at
the yourself.
Performance of God.
Look at yourself. What am I willing to change?
What the Lord told
don't
Paul.
Don't jump ship.
And what Paul
the
believed.
The safest place
what happened
to
came
be.
To pass.
It's in that ship. In
everyone
that
made
that
it
God
safe
is trying
to
shore.
Teach us something.
God kept his word. He spared every life and proved himself to be as good as
the third,
his word.
He
proved
anchor,
himself to be faithful.
Of the performance of God.
What the Lord
God
told
is
Paul
able
to work
Paul
it all
believed,
out.
What happened
he's
came
the only
to
one
pass.
That can.
Everyone
he will
made,
get you through the storm and land you safely.
God
beyond
kept
it.
His word.
He will.
Spared every life and
but
proved
used
himself
the storm
to be as good
to allow
as
God
his word
to work in
he
your life
himself
and in my
to
life
to be faithful.
It may look like this. It may look this, like this. It
God
may look
is able
this morning
to work
like
it all
out.
Is going to sink.
He's the only one that can.
You might be sitting here.
He
this
will
morning.
Get you through the storm and land you safely.
Your boat
beyond
is ready to
it.
Sink.
He will.
It may look
but
like the storms
storm
of life are going to
allow God
and
to
work in your life
and
in
my
life
here.
And feeling exactly that way.
It may look
for
like
whatever reason
this, it may look this, like this.
However,
it may look this
when
morning,
the waves have all
like
settled
down,
it's
going to sink.
When the winds have ceased, they're blowing.
You might be
when the rains
morning,
have abated, when the storm clouds have moved on into
your
eyes,
ready to sink. You will see.
It may look
that
like
God
the storms of life
control,
are going to prevail
alone,
and overcome you.
And that bless
you
me
might be sitting
here
and feeling exactly that way.
When it's all
for whatever reason
that
you
is,
will see.
The providence
however,
of God.
When the waves have all settled down, when the winds have ceased to blow, when the rains have abated, when
face,
the storm clouds have moved on into the horizon,
some of them were harder than others.
You will see that God was in control.
But if you look back,
all alone,
and that blessed
you can never under. So
it's
can
all
see,
clear.
I don't always understand how
you
God
will
thinks.
See the providence of God.
His ways are mysterious.
I know
takes
every
from
storm
this
in life,
crumbled piece
that
it makes
had
a
to
masterpiece
face.
Out of here.
To these
some
shattered pieces, he makes
others.
Something whole out of here.
But if you look
God
back,
lets you know.
I'm in control
you can
of
never
this.
Under.
I'll bring you
so
through.
I can
it.
Say, I don't always
because
understand how God
thinks.
When you can accept this
His
advice,
ways are mysterious.
We can
He takes you from this crumbled piece and makes a masterpiece out of here.
I can promise you
to these
this.
Shattered
no
pieces,
storm
He
in
makes
life
something
will
whole
be able
out of
to
here.
Blow you off the course.
God
has determined for your
you
life.
Know. I'm in control of all this.
No, it won't.
I'll bring you through it
because God
because
has
a
plan.
Better plan for you.
He will secure
when
the storm.
Accept this in life. you during the storm and were successful.
What's happening to
deliver you to the safe harbor. I can promise you this. No storm in life will be able to blow you off the course.
Corrie ten Boom said
God has determined for your life. When Jesus takes your hand and he keeps you tight.
Because
when Jesus keeps you tight, he leads you
through
the storm.
Your whole life.
When Jesus leads you through your life
and was successful,
he brings you safely
deliver
home.
You
to the safe harbor
that is
of his glory.
Jesus will
he
not let
will
go of
the
grip.
He will hold you tight.
Corrie ten Boom said
Every
it this way.
When Jesus takes your hand and he keeps
in the
you
course
tight,
of life,
when Jesus
we find
keeps
ourselves
tight,
from time to time
he
in the midst
you
of some difficult
your whole
storms.
Lives.
When
How
Jesus
he handles
leads
you
times,
through your life,
these trying
he
times
will
you
have
home.
Much to say about our future.
And that is true.
That is true.
Jesus will not let
how
you
we deal
grip.
With them, how we go through them, will affect
will
our
hold
future.
You tight.
There's a great difference between sailing along with a gentle breeze and struggling.
In the course
survive,
of life,
we find ourselves from time
beat,
to time in the midst of some difficult storms and threaten a ship.
How we handle these times,
these trying
well, how
times,
we need
will have
anchors
much
that
to
can
say
count
about
on
our future.
You to see
that is
through
true.
The storms of life.
How we deal with them, how we go
sometimes
through them.
Sometimes life circumstances can strip you.
There's
of
a great difference between sailing
and you feel like you
along
are just
with a gentle breeze and struggling
today,
for survival
to life
as
one
the waves
day
beat
at a time
upon our vessel and threaten
you know,
a shipwreck.
That's being in a very
well,
low
how
state
we need
in life.
Anchors that can count on you to see.
But it's in these moments,
through the storms of life. Sometimes life circumstances can strip you of everything, and you feel like you are just barely clinging on.
And yes, some people
today,
face it
more
to
than
life,
others.
One day at a time,
they face greater challenges,
greater
you
storms.
Know? That's being in a very low state
in life. But what has blessed me from some of these things that I've heard from people.
But it's in these moments.
I remember somebody telling me, he said his mom
we
went through a time.
To hold on to.
She passed away through it. He said his mom had cancer. He said, Marvin,
and
so
yes,
all
some
those
times,
face
it,
more
she
than
never
others,
complained.
They faced greater challenges,
why?
Greater storms.
With some,
why?
But what has blessed me
thing
from
was,
some of these things that I've heard
she
from
was
people.
Anchored in Christ.
I remember somebody telling
she
me,
knew,
he said his mom
God knew,
went through a
God
time.
Foreknew.
She passed away through it.
I'm walking
he said
this.
His mom had cancer.
I have to face
he said,
it.
Marvin,
through
all those times,
she
never
away.
Complained.
It's an incredible testimony when you can look at that.
Why?
When you hear these.
With some,
why?
And so it
my
is
only
with all
of
us.
Thing was,
we all faced
she was
things.
Anchored.
And we learned.
In Christ.
To take it because
she knew,
Christ knew.
God knew.
God foreknew.
In times like these,
I'm
you need a Savior. In times
I
like these, you need
it.
An anchor.
And she walked
very
without
sure.
Complaining.
Very sure.
Your anchor holds.
It's an incredible
and
testimony.
The solid rock.
When you can look at that. When you hear these.
And so it is with all of us. We all face things, and we learn to take it because Christ knew.
I'll skip a little few here.
In times like these, you need a Savior. In times like these, you need an anchor. Very sure.
What
very
are you facing
sure.
This morning?
Your anchor holds and grips the
what
solid
storms
rock.
Are raging in your life?
There's an anchor in the presence of the Lord.
I don't see into anyone's heart this morning.
Skip a little few here.
Every battle to me starts in the mind.
And when you have that, you know, sometimes it can be very...
What are you facing this
morning?
It can
be more than you can handle. What storms are raging in your life?
What are you facing this morning?
What storm is raging in your life?
There's an anchor in your mind.
In the presence
your heart.
Of the Lord.
What is it that
you wish
that would just go away
this morning?
And every battle
to
me starts in the mind.
I don't want this.
Can I have that?
You know, sometimes it
remember,
can be very, they can be more than you can handle. The Lord's presence is
but
an
what
anchor.
Are you facing this morning?
What storm is raging
have
in your
have you come
life?
To the place and said
in
this,
your mind,
Lord,
your heart,
I cannot fix my situation.
What is it that you wish that would
I
just go
I cannot calm
away?
The raging storms of my life.
But I don't
I
want
cannot
to
still
it.
The
I
winds that
this.
Blow against me.
I can't handle it.
Have you come to that place?
Remember,
I need help
today.
The Lord's presence
by faith,
is an anchor.
I cast the anchors of your presence, your promises,
have
your
you come to the
place and said
and
this,
your
performance,
Lord,
I cannot
fix
my
situation.
Storm. I'm resolved to
I cannot
trust
calm
you
the raging storms of my
into
life.
Into my storm.
I
and
cannot
speak
still
peace
the winds
when
that
it
blow
is your
against
will
me.
To do so.
Until
have you
then,
come to that place?
I will not fear.
I will not
I need
fret.
Help.
Today,
I will not fight.
By
I will
faith,
not
I
cast
trust
the anchors
you
of your
to
presence,
do what is best
your
for
promises,
me.
Your providence, and
there
your
is an incredible place to
into my storm.
Because
that's the
I'm resolved
it's
to
trust you
to, be.
To walk into my
is
storm
right here.
And speak
and
peace
lean on the
when it is your will to do so.
His presence,
until then,
his promises,
I will not fear,
his providence,
I will not fret,
and his performance.
I will not fight, I will trust you to do
when
what
have
is those
best
for
me in our life and gird it.
That is an incredible place to be.
Holding on to,
we will be able to challenge any storm that life brings. It's the safest place to be.
Is right here. And lean on those four anchors.
A few things here before I conclude.
His presence, his promises, his providence, and his performance.
Have you set your anchor deep in the Lord this morning?
When we have those anchors,
it's an anchor
in our life
that you can hold on to when the winds begin to blow.
We will be able to challenge any storm that life brings.
It's an anchor you can hold to when the waves get too much to conclude.
It is the only hope we have. Back to the opening text.
Have you set your anchor deep in the Lord this morning?
That anchor we have as a hope in Jesus Christ.
It's an anchor
that you can hold on to when the winds begin to blow. And you feel like
it's an anchor you can hold to when the enemies.
It's an anchor you can hold to
when the waves get
against the wall
too much to handle,
and you don't know what to do.
It is the only.
It's an anchor you can hold to when
back to
your life storms to be falling apart.
And
no matter what to do,
we have
what you do
as a hope in
you
Jesus
can't
Christ,
get it can't get any better.
He gave to Abraham,
but you have that anchor.
It's an anchor you can hold to
when the enemies and life's
difficulties got you penned against
the wall. If you haven't.
And you don't know what to do.
Prepared.
It's an anchor you can hold to
by the winds of
your life storms.
And if you
have falling apart,
take those anchors.
And no matter what to do,
you're hanging on.
What you do,
you will
be blown. It can't get any better
by the wind of adversities.
But you have that anchor.
So what is it?
And you can
weather. That's why the hope
is called
firm.
And life's difficulties.
The word means
if you have
never falling,
failing, prepared.
It comes from a Greek word that combines
a word meaning.
And if you haven't,
take those anchors to heart.
You're hanging on to them.
Plus,
you will
be blown
not
fall
not
by the wind of adversities.
Our anchor will never fail.
So what is it?
Our anchor
that's
will never
hope
slip.
Is called firm.
Our anchor will never give
the word
way.
Means
fall, never
that
falling.
That is the anchor failing. You and I have.
It comes from
in
a Greek
Jesus
word
Christ.
That combines a word meaning
and some beautiful verses out of Isaiah 43,
1-3.
Or fall,
plus
the word not.
Fear
fall.
Not.
Not.
I have redeemed you.
Our anchor
I have
will
called
never
you
fail.
By name.
Our anchor
you
will never
are
slip.
Mine.
Our anchor
when
will
you
never
pass through the waters,
I
that
will
is the
be
anchor
with
you and I have.
And through the rivers,
in Jesus Christ.
They shall not overwhelm you.
And some
when you walk
verses
through the
out of
fire,
Isaiah 43,
you shall not
one
be
and
burned.
1-3.
And the flame shall not consume you.
Fear not,
for I am the Lord
I have
your
redeemed
God.
You.
The Holy One
I have
of Israel,
called you by name.
Your Savior.
You are mine.
When
so
you
brothers
pass
and sisters,
through the waters,
what an
I will be with you.
It is
and through the rivers,
that we will
they
never
shall
face
not overwhelm
an
you.
Instant of life.
When you walk through the fire,
on our own,
you shall not be burned.
Every step,
and the flame
valley,
shall not consume
every
you.
Mountain.
For
every
I am the Lord your God.
Every turn,
the Holy
every
One
curve,
of Israel.
Every storm,
your
will
Savior.
Be graced by
so brothers
his
and sisters,
presence.
What an encouragement
it is to know.
That we
when
will
I look
never
at these
face.
Verses in Isaiah,
an instant of life,
an incredible promise
on
to
our
us.
Own.
Every
and that
step,
is what we need
every
in
valley,
this day and age we're living
every
in.
Every mountain, every
we need that promise.
Every turn,
that he
every
said
curve,
what he said.
Every
in these verses for all
will
of us.
Be graced.
But before
by
I sit down, I want
his
the question we have to
presence.
Ask ourselves is this:
what am I holding on to?
If I look at these verses in
where
Isaiah,
where is my anchor?
An incredible promise
is
to
it
us.
The anchor in Jesus
and that
Christ.
Is what we need
or is it
in this day and age we're living
to make you attach to
we need that promise
on to,
that he said what he said
God bless you
in these verses for all of us.